Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Shoftim, first Shabbos in the month of Elul, and we hope will be a productive Elul as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah. On Monday, Rosh Chodesh, I returned from Eretz Yisrael here to Chutz Laaretz, and I had a thought. Here I am, landing 4 a.m., and davening Shachris shortly thereafter. I sang Yalla V'Yavai. In Yalla V'Yavai, we mention many Zichroinais, reasons that Yalla V'Yavai, V'Yagia, V'Yiroi, V'Yirati, V'Yishon, V'Yipoki, V'Yizachar, Zichroinainu. And then we mention Zichron Aviseinu, Zichron Mashiach Ben David, and of course Zichron Yerushalayim, Yer Kodeshecha. It struck me that we seem to refer constantly to Yerushalayim, and not necessarily to Eretz Yisrael, with the exception of the Musaf Tfilas, which seem to mention Eretz Yisrael in general. Otherwise, in davening, we talk about Yerushalayim Yerucha Berachmin Tosha. We talk always about a return to Yerushalayim, Uvenei Yerushalayim Yerakodesh. Now, actually, we could have said Zichreinu, the Zichrein Eretz Yisrael. And the Zichrein Yerushalayim Yerakodesh is also important, but it would seem to be only a small piece of Eretz Yisrael. Having just returned from Yerushalayim, this struck me. In Ezra, in the beginning of Perek Beis, we find the Jewish people of that generation returning to the land of Israel after the Golus of Churban Bayis Rishon. And the first group that returned there in the beginning of the second Perek of Ezra. And the Pasuk says the following words, Vayashuvu li Yerushalayim v'Yehuda ish li'irei. They returned to Yerushalayim and Yehuda, each man to his city. Of course, they had different cities that were their chelik of Eretz Yisrael. They remembered. Actually, the Churban had been 52 years earlier, and they knew where they were headed. So it says, Vayeshuvu li Yerushalayim v'Yehuda. So this David teaches, as if it says, Vayeshuvu li Yerushalayim v'li Yehuda. They returned to Yerushalayim and to Yehuda. Although it doesn't say that. It says, V'yeshuva le Yerushalayim v'Yehuda. They returned to Yerushalayim and Yehuda. It doesn't say v'li Yehuda. And the Malbim explains as follows. The Malbim explains that all Jews that returned to Eretz Yisrael after the Golus of the Churban Bayis Rishon did so by first going to Yerushalayim, the place, the Mokim of Kedusha, and from there traveling on to whichever city was their city that they belonged in. So Yeshuva li Yerushalayim. Everybody returned to Yerushalayim, and from there they returned to the cities that were their place where they would live. But everybody understood that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, the first place to come, the gateway to Eretz Yisrael, is to go to Yerushalayim and absorb Kedushas Yerushalayim, the source of all types of Kedusha. This reminded me of something I had seen in the Sichos of Reb Shlomo Hoffman, a wonderful Sefer, where there, someone near the beginning of the Sefer, he describes as a young man in 1945, in Elul of 1945, the return of Rav Dessler to Eretz Yisrael. Dessler was in England during the Holocaust. His family was in Eretz Yisrael. They were separated by the war. He returned in Elul of 1945, and he came to speak in one of the shuls in Tel Aviv. His boat docked in near Tel Aviv, and that's where he spoke. And when he spoke, he said the following words. He said, normally if a person goes to a foreign land, a foreign city, the first thing he does is make sure he has a place to sleep, food to eat, and something to drink. That's his first order of business. He says, when you return to Eretz Yisrael, you go to Eretz Yisrael, that's not so. The first order of business is to find a place to learn, to sit and learn. He says, that's why when Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden, their first job was to set up stones upon which the Torah was etched, upon which the very Torah was etched in numerous languages. To teach us that when a person goes to Eretz Yisrael, the Iker is to come to a place of Kedusha. That fits with the Malbim. The Malbim says that the first thing that Yid does when he goes to Eretz Yisrael, before he goes, he has a city. He has a city of his forefathers. He's going to find his home. No, the first place you go is Yerushalayim, a place to absorb Kedusha. This is a lesson for our time. Now that to a great degree access to Eretz Yisrael is limited to us, the Da'avayneinu in our pain, we must realize that when we go there, the first place to go is to go to a place where a person can absorb Kedusha. The first place to go from the airplane is to the Kaisel, is to a Beis Medrash. You deposit your suitcases wherever they go. You don't unpack. You don't do anything. You go straight to a Beis Medrash. You go straight to a place where you dive in, a place where you learn. That is the lesson of going to Yerushalayim. And therefore, Zichreinenu v'zichrein aviseinu v'zichrein Mashiach v'zichrein Yerushalayim yer kodshecha. It doesn't matter if you're Shoshevet Yehuda or one of the other Shvatim. The first place you go is Yerushalayim to absorb Kedusha, and from there you move on. I hope we should be zeichet to get back to Eretz Yisrael. Of course, the Bias Goyal, but even before Bias Goyal, we should be zeichet to be there and absorb its Kedusha. Pasha Shaitim has many lessons that are important for Tanakh, and I'd like to mention one or two of them, time permitting. In our parsha, we have the parsha of the Nevi'ei Sheker. In Parakha, Pasit Yiches, Anovi Yashir Yosef, Odaber, Dover Bishmi, the Navi who will speak falsely in my name is Chayav Misa. Of course, in Navi, there are numerous incidents of Nevi'ei Sheker, not just a kook getting up on the corner on a chair and announcing that he has messianic views or prophetic visions, but people to whom it really affected the history of Klal Yisrael. We find by Tzidkiyo, the last king of Klal Yisrael, that there were Nevi'ei Sheker competing with Yirmiyah, Nevi'ei Sheker all over the place. It's very important to know a Yisoid regarding Nevi'ei Sheker. It's not just an Agadat the Yisoid, it's a Halachi Yisoid. The Mitzvah Chinuch brings the Mitzvah Tav Reish, Tav Kuf Yud Zayin, Ois Ches. He says, Ein Achayev B'Novi Sheker, Ela B'Mishael Al Adas Lishmaya. A Novi Sheker is not a kook. A Novi Sheker is a good person, a Talmud Chacham. The Shiyah Shaya Shiyah Novi, and it would be possible for him to be a Novi. Aval Hediyat Ein Achayev. But Stam, an ordinary fellow, says, I had a vision. It's narishkeit and it's silliness. A Navi means somebody who has a certain level of Kedusha, a certain level of Zahiris and Mitzvahs. He's a Talmud Chacham. This idea is a concept brought in numerous places. The Michmilio in Chelek Dalet, page 289, explains how does it happen that someone is right to be a Navi, becomes a Navi Sheker? Why would someone do that? Somebody who is a Talmud Chacham and a Zohar B'Mitzvahs. So the Mishnah Eliyahu explains, it's when people are caught up in their silliness. Shaymanes Ahurei Libam, the Tayin Lashayv Shazen Nevuah. They want something so badly that they fool themselves into thinking it's Nevuah. The lack of intellectual honesty. People want something so badly they convince themselves of these types of things. It's a dangerous thing. We have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way He taught us to serve Him, not the way our hearts tell us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That idea, that concept, is an important concept, not only by Nevi'ei Sheker, but in serving Hashem in general. We have to be sure that we don't come up with our own dreams, our own chalaimis of this or that being Ratzon Hashem without a source. Just because we heard a story in a storybook or because we heard a cute gematria, it doesn't make a person know how to behave. It has to be clearly a behavior that's Ratzon Hashem. Rav Hudner in the Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach says this as well, and I believe it's there in Maimer Pei Beis. With this he answers a Ramban's Kasha. Listen to this. Klal Yisrael was told that the Navi who comes with the language of Pakoid Yifkoid Elikim Eschem, language of Pekida, He is the Redeemer. Frekta Ramban, it's very interesting. It's nice to have a simon to know who's the real Goyal. But if you're going to advertise the simon ahead of time that the Goyal who comes with a Lashon of Pakad Yifkait is the true Goyal, what does it help? You're telling, you want to know if he's fake or not, see if he says Pakad Yifkait. Well, if you told him saying Pakad Yifkait is the trick, so why does it help? What kind of simon is that? Answer is the Pachad Yitzchak. Beautifully. He says that a cuckoo comes and says he's the Goyal, won't fool anybody. Sometimes there are people who are indeed Tamid Chachamim, they're Mazda people b'tshuva, they do mitzvahs, they teach, and they fool themselves into thinking they're the Mashiach. They fool themselves into thinking they're the Goyal. So Kadosh Baruch Hu promised Klal Yisrael that the Ruach Sheker that will come in people's minds won't be with Pakad Yifkait. It won't be with that language. It'll be in a different way. And Mimela, we're not talking about people who are conniving to be a Navi Sheker. We're talking about people who fool themselves. So Kadosh Baruch Hu promised that the language of Pakad Yifkait won't be that lush. But again, the aside is important that the Nevi'ei Sheker and Tanakh are just that. The Nevi'ei Sheker, who are good people that fool themselves. They're putting your sight for Navi. One other quick aside, a beautiful mitzvah in the beginning of Parsha Shaifta. The end of Parsha Re'eh, Ish Kabat Nas Yadai, Kifirkas Hashem Alakechers Anaslach, ends with Bracha. The beginning of Parsha Shaiftim, Shaiftim, Shaitrim, Tite Lecha, says the Hamikdavad, and the Siv says beautifully, he says, Remez, She Bracha Mitsuyak Shemechabdin HaDayanim. In a society in which people show respect to Dayanim, show respect to the rule of law, show respect to integrity in financial dealings, such a society has Bracha. A society in which it's the Wild West, people do what they want. They cheat others. They convince themselves that they're allowed to take this money without a clear psak that it's mutter. They go and they think that they could apply for government benefits to which they're not entitled. And they have no source for being allowed to take it. They go and they take money of others or cheat others. And they're melamed heter on themselves. Such a society is not bracha mitzuya. Doesn't have a bracha found there. So therefore, Shaitim is Shaitim Titin Lecha is right next to the bracha Ishkamat Nas Yadei Kevirkas Hashem Alekecha. And he refers back to Parshas Mishpatim. Elohim Lo Yisakal Avinasi Bamcha Lo Yisar, to show respect for a Nasi, for a Bezdin, is right next to the Pasuk. Malei Yascha V'demacha Lo Yisacher. Malei Yascha means your good crap, your crap that's full. A third source. The Nitziv says, "Vayhi b'mei shveit ha-shoiftim v'hi rav ba'aretz." Rus begins. In the days that the judges judged, there was a hunger. Says Rashi, "Dar she-shoiftim e-shoifta." Was a generation that didn't show respect for the dayanim. They second-guessed their dayanim. Such a place, "Vayhi rav ba'aretz." There was a hunger in the land. The point again being that in order to have a society that has birchas Hashem, it must be a society that shows respect for the rule of Bezdin. With this, it explains why in Navi there was a great king, Yeshio HaMelech. We talk about him in Kinnis. He was a great king. He became king at the age of 8. The first thing he did before getting Klal Yisrael to get rid of Avodah Zarah, the first thing he did is he straightened out the Bat Edinim. He straightened out the places of judgment, that there should be bracha in Klal Yisrael. There has to be an integrity, honesty, and financial deal. There should be zeicha to have that integrity and honesty. And Yitz Hashem, it'll be bracha, atzlacha to all of us. May it be a gebenshta elol, a gebenshta elol, where we have aliyah in Yitz Hashem. Good and Shabbos to one and all.